Unit 8. New Ideas and Inventions.
China has produced many inventors throughout history. Studies show that from the 6th century BC to the 16th century AD, there were 298 and discoveries in the world, among which 178 were made by China alone.
A mind once stretched by a new idea never regains its original dimension. Ancient proverb.
Section 1. New words and ideas.
The invention of explosives. Some ancient Chinese alchemists were mixing some ingredients together to form something they thought would make them live forever. They put their mixture on a small fire, not knowing they had made a mistake. The mixture started to bubble and boil. Then it burst into flames, burning down their hut. Without knowing it, these ancient alchemists had made the first explosives. The ancient Chinese realized after a long while that the mixture that the alchemists had made be used on something different. They mixed many other ingredients together, and after repeated failures, they found the answer. They were pleased with their accomplishment. At first, Chinese did not use their new creation for war. They made the first fireworks out of the new material. They used their fireworks as signals for many things, such as signaling that another army was approaching. The Chinese kept developing their creation, not using their knowledge for war. Eventually, they did design a weapon that was powerful. They took a hollow piece of bamboo and filled it with powder. When they stuffed arrows in it, these were the first rockets. Later, the secret of the invention leaked to the Arabs, who absorbed the new knowledge quickly. The Arabs made similar weapons. They brought the knowledge westward, introducing it to the Europeans, who absorbed it quickly. The Age of Explosives began. In the 1200s, Roger Bacon, a European, was interested in the new knowledge. He studied it and tested it over and over. After many months, he found the perfect solution. Roger Bacon made and recorded the first black powder, the early form of gunpowder. 100 years later, a man named Berthold Schwartz looked into this black powder. Bacon did not get credit for making the black powder because he didn't use his invention. Schwartz saw this and put his mind to work. He tried many things and finally thought of a great idea. Schwartz took a long iron tube and closed one end except for a tiny hole. He filled the tube with the black powder and stuffed a small stone in it. He touched a flame to the tiny hole, and the stone shot through the air with great speed. Schwartz had invented guns. Soon guns became cannons, the age when the rich lords could sit in their castles and feel safe was over. A new age of darkness began. Gunpowder also sped up the slow process of digging up stones. It could be used to blow stones out of the ground. Before, only the rich people could have stone houses. Now even some poor people could have a house of stone. This was a great technological step forward. 500 years after Schwartz made the first guns, an Italian scientist was added to the list of inventors. With his creation of a dangerous and unstable mixture. In the 19th century, a new idea came into Alfred Nobel's head. He tried putting dry remains of sea animals into this unstable mixture. He tested the new substance and found that it worked. This was one of many great inventions. Nobel named his invention dynamite, one of the first high explosives. People used the new explosive for excavating and tunneling. Nobel became very rich and famous. Many years later, Alfred Nobel died. He left his money for prizes. Those who did best in certain fields were rewarded for their work. Every year the prizes were and still are given to the best in chemistry, medicine, physics, literature, and the promotion of peace.
Section 2. Meaning through practice.
C. Build your listening skills.
Listen to the passage about an important Chinese invention and fill in the blanks.
For centuries, riches, inventions, information, and ideas flowed between the easternmost parts of Asia. Deserts in the Middle East, the kingdoms of Southern Africa, and the coast of Western Europe. The ancient Chinese civilization, for example, contributed many things that are now used all over the world. Perhaps the most important of all these was paper money. Originally, the Chinese called this flying money because it was so light that it could easily blow out of one's hands. As early as 650 AD, the Emperor of China issued paper tokens to the Chinese people. By the 10th century, paper money was used all over China. 700 years later, paper money started to come into use in Europe.
Section 4. Reading to get up early.
A new bed for you. Is it difficult for you to get up in the morning? Do you sometimes oversleep? Are you often late for work or school? Yes? Then Hiroyuki Sugiyama of Japan has a special bed for you. Hiroyuki's bed will get you up in the morning. Here is how it works. The bed is connected to an alarm clock. First, the alarm clock rings. You have a few minutes to wake up. Next, a tape recorder in the bed plays soft music or other pleasant sounds. The tape recorder in Hiroyuki's bed, plays a recording of his girlfriend. She whispers in a sweet voice, "Wake up, darling, please." A few minutes later, a second recording plays. The second recording can be loud music or unpleasant sounds. Hiroyuki hears a recording of his boss. His boss shouts, "Wake up immediately or you'll be late." If you don't get up after the second recording, you'll be sorry. A mechanical foot is in the bed. The mechanical foot kicks you in the head. Then the bed waits a few more minutes. "What? You're still in bed?" Slowly, the top of the bed rises higher and higher. The foot of the bed goes lower and lower. Finally, the bed is vertical. You slide off the bed and onto the floor. You are out of bed and awake. Hiroyuki made his bed because he wanted to win a contest. He works for Honda Motor Company. Once every 2 years, Honda has a contest for its 200,000 employees. The All Honda Idea Contest. The employees think of new ideas. If their ideas win, the employees win prizes. Hiroyuki Sugiyama won one of the top prizes for his bet. Hiroyuki wanted to win a prize. He also wanted to solve a problem.
"Getting up in the morning is difficult for me," he said. "Often, I am almost late for work. Maybe this bed will solve my problem."
Hiroyuki's bed is not in stores. There is only one bed, the bed Hiroyuki made for the contest. Maybe someday a company will make Hiroyuki's bed and sell it in stores. Maybe people will buy millions of the beds. Then Hiroyuki will be rich, if the bed makes Hiroyuki rich. It certainly will solve his problem. Hiroyuki will have a lot of money. He won't need to go to work. And he won't need to get up early.
Reading for information. The Miracle Machine. Computers affect the lives of many people in many ways. From digital watches to controlling the economy, computers have affected society. Over the years, they have changed from huge rooms full of equipment used by a few scientists to handy little tools that can be carried anywhere. Many people have never heard the history behind this miracle machine that is changing the way we work and play. The idea that a machine could be built to add and subtract was an early step. The abacus, a gadget with beads on wires, was developed long ago to help do this. In 1642, Blaise Pascal developed another machine. This one had numbered dials that could be turned to add or subtract columns of numbers. Another thread in the history of the computer was the invention of looms that were controlled by punched paper tape or cards. The most advanced of these was the Jacquard loom, invented in 1801. The holes in the cards moved up and down to create the pattern in the cloth. These up and down patterns were adapted to the on and off or 1 and 0 system that is the basis for all computer languages. These two areas were combined by Charles Babbage in 1834. His engine could have been used to solve many number of problems. However, the machine designed by Babbage was beyond the manufacturing abilities of that time. His analytical engine was never built. The first true digital computers were built between 1934 and 1946. At the end of this period of time, the most advanced computer was able to perform 5,000 additions per second. This machine weighed about 30 tons and filled a large room, large and slow by today's standards. It is the grandfather of all the microcomputers and pocket calculators used today.
Reading for New Ideas, The Edible Cup. Edmonton, Alberta. Are you worried about the environment? Do you feel bad when you throw away paper cups and packaging? Paper comes from trees, and we are using too many of them. Trees keep our air clean by taking in carbon dioxide and sending out oxygen. Fewer trees mean polluted air. Garbage is another problem. There is nowhere to put it. But you like the idea of takeout food, right? No problem. Eat your lunch, drink your coffee, then eat the container. It's a great idea, an edible food container. Food science professor Bancha Orakul plans to make edible containers for such things as coffee, soft drinks, hamburgers, french fries, and yogurt. He places two cups on his desk. They look like foam cups, but they are different colors. Cream and reddish brown. Break off a small piece of the cup, and yes, it is delicious. You can add any flavor you want, says Oracle. Coffee, bacon. Companies can also add print to the cups with edible ink. Buncha says the cups don't leak. They can hold hot or cold liquid for at least 2 hours. He pours steaming hot coffee into one and lets it sit on his desk. The cups are made of wheat flour and potatoes. The complete recipe is a secret. He agrees that edible food containers are not new. Ice cream cones are also containers you can eat. Orakul needs $2.5 million to finish his work. Open a factory and start his business. So far, he has only received between $20,000 and $25,000. The cup of hot coffee on Bunch's desk is now soft, but it hasn't leaked. If the professor can complete his work, maybe someday we can have our cup and eat it too.
Reading for inspiration. Where did basketball games come from? Games don't come with built-in rule books and uniforms. They develop over time from activities of people playing for fun. For example, basketball was invented to help American football players have fun and stay in shape in the cold winter months. Here's the story. James Naismith had a problem. It was cold and snowy outside the Young Men's Christian Association in the USA, where he worked. Athletes on the baseball and football teams were sitting around, getting bored and out of shape. Naismith was asked to think up an indoor game to get them in shape. What could Naismith do? He went to the storeroom and brought up a soccer ball. Then he asked the caretaker to find two boxes to nail to the walls at opposite ends of their small gymnasium. Janitor couldn't find any boxes, so he brought up two old peach baskets. They worked just fine. The first 2 points in the first basketball game ever were scored by an overweight football player who received a bounce pass from a friend and did a jump shot with a soccer ball into a peach basket.